Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Today I want to ask another question. Who touched me? The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 43. Luke chapter 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living on porn physicians, neither could be healed of any. Therefore, this woman had been bleeding for 12 years. A woman who bleeds for 12 years is ceremonially unclean. If she touches anybody, the person is unclean. Definitely, by the time you are bleeding for 12 years, you will be smelling. Her smell was bad. Her confidence was broken. Because when you are smelling like that and you are going into the midst of people, something will be telling you you are smelling. So this is a woman, broken confidence. Her finances were gone because the Bible said she had spent all her living upon physicians. Frustrating thing. Neither could be healed of any. The doctors could not heal her. Then, her own spiritual investigative self led her to explore other avenues. And she found the specialist. Verse 44. She came behind him and touched the border of his garments. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. Some of us have spent 12 years, 13 years, 14 years with a certain physical condition, emotional condition, spiritual condition, and mental condition. No doctor has been able to heal you. All attempts have failed. But tonight, I just pray you will reach out and you will touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. And you will be healed in the name of Jesus. Tonight is your night of healing. The Bible says she came behind him and touched the border of his garments. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. Verse number 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? Who has touched me? When all denied, can you imagine? Who touched me? And everybody's denying. When all denied, and they that were with him, Peter and they that were with him, said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Somebody touched Jesus and withdrew supernatural energy. Peter said, there are many people who are touching you. Everybody is touching you. How do you say somebody has touched you? He said, you know what? There are different kinds of touching. Today we are all in this building, but there is some particular person who will touch Jesus and receive a miracle. There is somebody who will receive a breakthrough. We are all here. We are all hearing the word of God. The Bible said, for unto all of them was the word preached. But the word being preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith. I see you. Your touch will be different. Your song will be different. Your shout will be different. Your clap will be different. When you raise your hand, it will be different. Come on, shout, I am different. Who touched me? Somebody has touched me. An anointing stealer. A word stealer. A glory stealer. A power stealer has touched me. Stealer is my own word for thief. Somebody who works is a worker. Somebody who drinks is a drinker. Somebody who eats is an eater. Somebody who steals is a stealer. Somebody has touched him. Today, you will touch him.
In the realm of the supernatural,
you gain access to supernatural power when you are different from everybody. Everybody was pressing Jesus. One woman came with a touch, and her touch was different. By the way, when this woman arrived on the scene, Jesus was on his way to a big man to go and heal the big man's child. Go back to the verse number 40. Let me show you where Jesus was going. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Verse number 41. And behold, there came a certain man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue. And he fell at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. Verse number 42. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. So now, the time this woman came, Jesus was on his way to a big man's house. She stopped it. I don't care who God has on his plan today. I see you intercept the move. I see you get in the way of traffic. And I see you say, Jesus, I know you are going to a big man's house. I know you are going to a pastor's house. I know you are going to a rich man's house. I know you are going to a prayer warrior's house. But I am standing here now. I am simple. I look like I don't have anything. I can't even pray. I don't have money. I am not holy enough. But I stand here now and I intercept this move. You will heal me before you get to that man's house. Jesus said, somebody has touched me. There is touching and there is touching. You see, all the people that came to Jesus, they were expecting him to lay hands on them. Some were expecting them to call them and hug them. Others were expecting them to call them and say, I have a word of knowledge for you. Special word of knowledge. Some were expecting Jesus to say, you know what, I am coming to your house, like he came to Zacchaeus' house. This woman stood there with the issue of blood, 12 years, smelling, looked at the people. She said, if I go near this man, I will be stoned. Because you see, if she goes close, somebody's likely to say, somebody's smelling here. But the woman said, you know what, if I can force, within seconds, I can touch the hem of the garment of this holy man. Number one, the woman knew. Now, mind you, don't assume that because this woman was sick, she didn't know anything. And I'm telling you, sick people, they are very investigative. Somebody who has been sick in Bogatanga for 14 years will know the house of every malam and every wanzam in Boga. Anybody who is sick and sitting here today knows Brother Eastwood. He knows that pastor. She knows that pastor because they investigate. Omu bisa bisa. And they read books. One day I went to the house of a sick man and I saw a medical encyclopedia as thick as this. He knows everything in the book. He knows the food you should eat, food you shouldn't eat. When you are blood group A, you can eat this. Blood group B, sick people are investigators. When this woman was sick and tried every physician and could not be healed by any, she started investigating. Then I believe she happened to fall on a scripture, Malachi 4:2. And Malachi 4:2 said that then, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. When you read this scripture, you may not understand it well until you go into the background and understand that when it talks about arising with healing in his wings, he's not talking about the wings of a bird. They are talking about the borders of the garment of a Hebrew or Jewish man's clothing. They used to wear this clothing, which were rectangular in shape, and the thing drapes down.
and it has four corners. And at the four corners, they put some tassels or fringes. And they call those things the wings. And when he said, and they that fear the Lord, or the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, the morning star, the day star, God's light, the one that lights every man that comes in the world. This woman read the scripture and understood that the time is coming, Messiah, the Son of the living God, who is also called the Son of Righteousness, will arise with healing at the borders of his garment, with healing in his wings. The tassels, the borders of his garment. The woman knew that. But many of the people around Jesus, they were pressing him, but they didn't know it. Tonight, there is something you know. And others don't know it. The woman, she knew what other people didn't know. She said, I read in the book of Malachi that unto them that fear his name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. She couldn't get to Jesus because Jesus is on the way to a great man's house. The woman said, you know what? I know where this man is going. But the borders of his garment contain an anointing. If I cannot see the man's face, if only I can grab the borders of his garment, the issue of the blood will stop. This woman has never had an example of this kind of healing. Not in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. She was about to become novelty, a pathfinder in the domain and the realm of healing. I see somebody here. You will be the first with that kind of miracle. The first with that kind of breakthrough. The first with that kind of anointing. The first with that kind of grace. Receive a grace that has never existed. That no man, no woman has ever been cured of this kind of infirmity before. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that nobody has been healed like that. Nobody has been delivered like that. Nobody has had a breakthrough like that. If you're the one I'm talking about, come and scream like your voice is yours and praise. Nobody, theologians had never touched the garment of Jesus. The Bible said there were places when people were seeking to touch him just so that they could be healed. But this woman was not seeking to touch Jesus himself. She wanted the hem of the garment. If I may, but touch the border of his garment. Because you see, she had a revelation of Jesus which the rest of the people did not have. Some saw him as a rabbi. Some saw him as a teacher. Some saw him as a religious person. Some said he was a lunatic. Others said he was a sinner. Some said Jesus was a crook. The woman looked at him and said, hey, I don't believe you. This is the Son of Righteousness. This man is a human being, but he's different from other human beings. He's a special human being. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Righteousness. He's the morning star. He's the light of my life. He's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. If I may but touch the border of his garment, I will be healed. This is the man that came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. People don't believe him. They are pressing on the man, but they don't know who he is. But I know who this man is. And because he's a special man, his garments are special. His clothing are special. And his garments are different. They are different from other garments. If I may but touch the hem of the garment of this man, I will be healed. And I said to somebody right now, everybody's listening to me, but you have faith. You are different from everybody else. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your victory. If I may but touch the hem and the border of his garment, I shall be healed. If I
If I may, but touch the borders of the garment of this man, I will be healed. Why? This is the same man that stood in the temple and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach, to bring deliverance, open the eyes of the blind, recover the sick. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And the woman told herself, if the Spirit of the Lord God is upon this man, and this man is the anointed Messiah, then he is standing in a certain office. And because he's standing in a certain office, his dress is not an ordinary dress. You know what the woman said? The priest, they wear their dresses to do ceremony. This man wears his dresses to heal the sick. If I may, but touch the hem of his garment. Because the woman knew that there is no way a man can be anointed and his clothing will not be anointed. The woman knew that if an anointed man sits on a chair, the anointing will touch the chair. The woman knew that the car of an anointed man is more powerful than a brand new car. The woman knew that if a man of God gives you a shoe, a used second hand, third hand, fourth hand shoe is more powerful than a brand new shoe. The woman knew that if a man of God brings some drink and gives you the surplus is better than the drink that is in a container that has not been opened. The woman knew that if you can touch the hem of the garment of a man of God, woman of God, you will receive some of the anointing, you will receive some of the healing, you will receive some of the breakthrough. And I say to someone right now that there is some power in the house, there is some anointing in the house. Even the chair you are sitting on is anointed. Receive your anointing, your healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes, pray. Let us investigate the words of the psalm. Psalm 133, the verse number 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon. And as the dew on the mountains of Zion. For there he commanded his blessings, even life forevermore. The woman was standing there. She was not a scholar. She was not a rabbi. She was not a teacher. Issue of the blood for 12 years. It means maybe for 12 years, mommy, now I'm quite sorry. 12 years with issue of the blood. You won't go to church. You are shut out of the camp and the synagogue. But she had the revelation the rest did not have. She knew that if this man of God said the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him, the oil was on his head, by all means, the oil would touch the garment. Oil is not stagnant. Oil does not flow upwards. Oil flows downwards. If a man is anointed on the head, his garment will be anointed. Receive. I said receive a manifestation of the anointing of God on your life. Come on, shout, because I feel a power, an unction, a grace, a virtue healing you. Come on, scream it. If your voice is yours and your hands are yours, scream it and clap it and give him some praise. Yeah! Hallelujah! She said, this man is more than Aaron. If the oil was on Aaron's garments, this man is more than Aaron. Aaron is a priest ordained for the tabernacle on earth. This man is a priest ordained for the heavenly tabernacle. If Aaron's garment is anointed, this man's garment is super anointed. If I may but touch the borders of his garment, I will be healed. 12 years of bleeding. All she needed was to touch the hem of his garment. Ladies and gentlemen, I detach you from a mental position and attach you to a supernatural position. May you receive a shift in your spirit from the rational to the irrational, from the reasonable to the radical. Receive in the name of Jesus irrational and radical faith, and may your irrational and radical faith bring you a miracle tonight. If I were you, I would scream like I have my healing, I have my deliverance, I have my victory. Shout yes! If this man is a priest, oh, I have heard it. Whenever this man argues with the rabbis, he beats them past. Is this not the same man? I hear him say, your sins are forgiven. He's a priest in his own class. If the garment of priest Aaron is anointed, this man's garment is anointed. If I may but touch the hem of his garment. Number one, she knew he was the son of righteousness. Number two, she knew he was a high priest, higher than Aaron. Number three, this woman knew what many people didn't know. I believe she knew the scriptures in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, the verse number 37. She knew something in Numbers 15. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they may put upon the fringe of the borders a rib band of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and to do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye use to go a whoring, that you may remember to do all my commandments and be holy unto me. When the Jewish man wears that garment, rectangular in nature, four corners. In the four corners or borders, they added fringes. You can call them tassels or hems. And in the tassel or the hem, they wrote some scriptures and put them in the tassel. So you will see every priest, every rabbi, every male Jew, and they wear a certain dress and they are roaming, and you see four things in the corners. The four things remind me of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the four gospels. I read about something, I look at the four corners and I'm seeing the totality of God's word. I am seeing your life in there. I am seeing the stability of your life. Four is a mark of stability. Four is a number of the earth. Four is a number of God making you whole and complete. The woman looked at the hem of the goddess and she said, the word of God is hidden in those four corners. If I can touch these tassels, if I can touch the bodice, if I can touch the hem, if I can touch it,
I will be coming into contact with the word of God. And healing is in the word. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. If I can touch this hem of the garment, I am coming into contact with the word of God that this man carries. Incidentally, this man is an embodiment of the word of God. Incidentally, this man is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and that word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of man, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He came to his own, and his own rejected him and received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. And the word was made manifest and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. I see the hem of the garment of this man, and I see the word of God. The man is a carrier of the word of God. If I can touch the hem of the garment of this man, I will be healed right now. And this woman rose up. She went on the ground. She said, I don't care. He that is down, needs fear no fall. All die, they die. I am finished already. I am smelling already. Everybody's looking down on me already. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I will go to the ground. I will crawl on my stomach, and I see a woman lying on the ground, and she has targeted the hem of the garment of Jesus, and she's going gradually on her stomach. I see the woman crawling. I see her take one step after another. It was painful. But this woman, I don't know what she remembered, but if she was alive in the days of Paul, she would remember that wherefore seeing that we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, and he sat at the right hand of the throne of God the Father. For consider him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you become weary here and faint in your mind. The woman is on your stomach. I see her crawl. I see her go between the legs of people. I hear somebody say, you are smelling. She said, I don't care if I'm smelling. I have the spirit of adulterism. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I am not moved by what you think. And I see the woman going nearer. I see her going nearer. I see somebody step on her fingers. She said, I don't care. I see somebody throw some dust in her eyes. They said, I don't care. I see her reach out her hand. She's not going to Pavandesa. She's not with the check. This woman is not going to Pacotua. But I see the woman. She's not a Joe Hart. But I see her reach out her hand. She's not David Tegia. But I see her reach out her hand. She's not Richard Kingston. And she's not Patau Tauda. But I see her reach out her hand. And she drew hold of the garment of Jesus. I believe she didn't do it for long. If she had done it for long, some people would have seen her. But I see she did it for seconds, microseconds, nanoseconds. And Jesus moved away. But the few seconds in which the woman touched the hem of the garment of Jesus was enough for her to make a withdrawal of supernatural energy, supernatural power. She withdrew so much energy, withdrew so much power, withdrew so much anointing that Jesus said, who touched me? Somebody has touched me. Somebody has taken power out of me. I feel that healing touched you. I feel that healing power. I feel that the anointing of God. I feel that the spirit of God. Some virtue has gone out of me. Somebody has touched me. Who touched me? Come and clap your hands and scream. Who touch? What kind of touch is this? What woman is this? She's not a theologian, but she knows what theologians don't know. This is a raw seeker of God. This is a raw seeker. Her desire alone. Raw passion. Raw passion. Raw passion. Raw passion. Her desire alone. What she wanted alone. Her prayers alone.
This woman had incubated
a certain desire
12 years. When will I get my chance? When will I get my opportunity? The opportunity was not in the hands of Jesus. The opportunity was in the hem of the garment of Jesus.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.